Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, it's the weekly broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer and in the Word of God. A time of worship when we gather together in a concert-type service where we worship the Lord and lift up His name, praise Him together, agree in one mind and one accord. Let's sing, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name, and thank you for being with us. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you can contact someone and invite them to tune in and worship with you. And remember, if the broadcast time is not convenient or you miss it or you want to hear it again, the website is always available, www.pentecostalradio.org. Just click the Listen Online link and select the date that you want. You can worship the Lord with us there anytime at your convenience. And then on the front page, there's a donate button if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card. There are no hidden fees or charges, and you don't have to set up an account, and it is a safe, free transaction. All right, praise the Lord. If you will, let's take a Melodies of Praise hymnal, and let's turn to page 22. Let's sing together on one of our favorites, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but Thee, dear Lord. Lord, none but Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Hallelujah.
Life is o'er. Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to Thy kingdom shore, to Thy shore. Sing it now. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
We're looking at the music in the book. It tells us that the writer was anonymous, so we don't know who penned the words to Just a Closer Walk with Thee. It was published in 1950 in the Singing Joy Hymnal, and John Benson arranged the music. But evidently who wrote the song didn't want his or her name mentioned, but he or she was praying for just a closer walk with the Lord. So every time we sing that, let's make a prayer out of it. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. That could be a prayer that you pray each day for a closer walk with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I didn't read the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Sometimes it slips my mind. I am a human. But we'll read it now. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Wonderful words of life, whether it's in the very first few minutes or later on in the service. It is the Word of God. And then our precious promise today before we pray is Proverbs 22:2. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. Again, wonderful words of life. And we've already spent some time in prayer on this service as we've sang and prayed for just a closer walk with Thee. Let's take our petitions and our burdens, our requests to the Lord. Let's let them be known. You pour your heart out there where you are. I'll lead you in prayer, and let's call on the Lord together. Father in heaven, we thank you today because we can have power from prayer, and there's power in prayer. And Lord, we can pray and receive as we've drawn nigh to you. We can receive a closer walk with you. We thank you for each one that's worshiping with us today, far and near, Lord. It doesn't matter what time of day they're listening to you and listening to us. I pray, Father, today that the Spirit of the Lord that's in this place now as we prepare this broadcast, Lord, as we bring it as live as we can, well, I'm praying what we're sensing here in the Spirit will also ride the airwaves to the device where someone is worshiping at whatever time it might be or whatever day of the week it might be, and they'll sense the same presence and nearness of God, be caught up in the same Spirit, and be able to hear the Word of God and rejoice, and be able to pray and have faith and know that their prayers are heard and their faith is being lifted up to God. Father, I just thank you today for being a wonderful Savior. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be here and for all those that helped make it possible. We could not do it, Lord, without our congregation out in the radio broadcast land, out in the internet audience. We could not do it without them. Use this service for your glory and your honor, we pray. We'll lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shout and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. All your needs He will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Let's sing it again now. Reach out and touch the Lord. Why don't you do it now? As He goes by. Here's what you'll find out. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Listen to this. He's passing by this moment. All your needs He will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Brother Jimmy Eastman penned from Mount Carmel, Illinois. If you will, a little later on, have your notepad and pencil ready for some broadcast information and for some information where you can send us some cards or a letter. Page 24 in the Melodies of Praise, A Shelter in the Time of Storm. Many of you know this. Let's sing it.
The Lord's our rock. In Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land.
Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us be, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Hallelujah. Rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. One more time. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. And the mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And if you could, after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with The Power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated. And then, of course, we don't want you to take anything away from your church or your family. And then you could call or text 618-214-1410. And then I mentioned the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. And then I'll try to give you some more of that information again before we leave the air. And if you do miss it, you can always call your radio station or go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. There you can find any of that information also. Have your Bible open to Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2. Here's one entitled, Give Up. Well, if
you got a burden,
you got a burden,
oh, yes,
that you can't bear, and if
you got a river,
you got rivers,
oh, yes,
that you
cross,
and if you got valleys,
oh, yes,
that you can't stand, let Jesus take hold of your life.
Give up
and let Jesus take over,
give up,
and let Jesus take over,
give up,
and let Jesus take over,
and he'll
make a way for you. With us now, give up, and let Jesus take over. Give up, and let Jesus take over. Give up, and let Jesus take over. For you to read Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 14. Let's look at verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. And then he goes on down to verse 8 and makes the statement, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. And dropping down to verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Power from prayer. Does it do any good to pray? Yes, it does us good to pray. Several things might be pointed out from this scripture, and I've used some of this text recently. But the apostles had a tremendous task before them. They were charged with spreading the gospel around the world, and they were on the spot, so to speak. All the eyes of the world were upon them, and they were to attempt nothing, though, until they had received power from God and been baptized in the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:4. But if you notice here, as I read in verse 14 and these other passages, that they came together and they prayed for 10 days. Prayer is the key to power. Your church or congregation will only be as spiritual as it is prayerful. It lets us know that if we pray, that God's power is present and it is acceptable. Yes, we are acquainted with some full gospel Bible schools and colleges, and I know there are many other good religious colleges across our land. But yet those students go for 3 or 4 years or whatever the time of study is, the call to preach or to the call to the mission field or whatever the calling is that God has placed in their heart, it burns deep within them. But yet they have to stay there until they get their education and their preparation. And it was similar to this in the upper room, only it didn't last 3 or 4 years of study. They were to go into Jerusalem, and they were to tarry there until they were endued with power from on high. Verse 4 says they were to wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me.
In Luke 24:49, when they were out on that mountain, the Lord had told them to go to Jerusalem and to pray to the Father, and he would send them another comforter, that he would abide with them forever. And then in John 14:6, Jesus made the statement, I send the promise of my Father to you, but tarry you in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Yes, you may feel the call, but God does not bless us in being a novice. He wants us to be skilled and trained and filled and prepared to go into the highways and the byways. The disciples were going to meet with opposition. They were going to face evil forces such as they've never seen before. Yes, and Jesus was not there to fight the battle for them this time. So they did pray. But if you notice, it was not their prayers that brought down the Holy Spirit. It was their prayers that prepared their hearts for the Holy Spirit's influence. It was the prayers of our Lord Jesus Christ as he ascended back to heaven that brought the power down. Jesus had made the statement that I will pray to the Father and he will send you another comforter. Yes, and that comforter is here. God's power is here, and we must prepare our hearts to receive and utilize that power. Yes, we have to use that training that we have prepared ourselves with. We are ready now to go and win the lost at any cost. We pray for power, but prayer must also be a prayer of surrender. I surrender all. The 120 that gathered in the upper room had to surrender themselves to prayer until the power from their praying came upon them. They had to surrender. It wasn't the fact they could have a 30-minute prayer meeting and go home, but the Scripture teaches us they were there for about 10 days. Let's prepare our hearts to receive and utilize this power. God's power is here. Let's pray for power. But in the meantime, let's surrender ourselves and let God fill us and use us. Let's confess our faults to God. Let's adorn him with praise, and let's bring our petitions to him. You've heard me say on this broadcast that oftentimes in our church, someone will say, I have an unspoken prayer request, and we honor that, and we don't ask any questions, but we pray over Brother Joe's unspoken request or whosoever it might be. But nevertheless, when we come to God, we don't come to God with an unspoken request and say, Lord, here's my unspoken request. But the Bible says for us to let our request be made known unto God. Let's petition him. Let's call the names of our lost loved ones out. Let's tell him that we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let's tell him that we need healing in our bodies and that we want to be soul winners. Let's express ourselves wholly unto God. Yes, without getting this power under control and getting our hearts full of this power, it is useless unless it is harnessed. Let's let God fill us and use us for his glory. We'll continue this message on another broadcast, Lord permitting. Send any cards or letters to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text now or anytime, 618-214-1410. And then again, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Join us 1 week from today. Give up and let Jesus take over. Jesus,
take over,
give up, and let Jesus.
And let